WTOP News Time 3:52.
A new SARS-like virus is raising fresh concerns. The virus is known as coronavirus. A British man has become the sixth person to die from it. But there are only 12 confirmed cases of the virus worldwide. It was unknown in humans until it emerged in the Middle East last year.
Well, joining us to talk more about this, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Always good to have you here, Dr. Fauci.
Good to be here.
First, explain what this coronavirus is.
Well, it's a virus, as you mentioned, that's similar to the SARS virus in the sense that it's in the class of the SARS virus, but it's totally different from the SARS virus. Coronavirus is a class of virus that can cause different types of disease. We all heard about the SARS virus a few years ago, but coronavirus can also be responsible for the common cold that virtually all of us get. So I would imagine that in our lifetime, probably the most people, if not all people, have been exposed to, if not gotten infected with a mild upper respiratory infection from a coronavirus. This particular coronavirus, however, is a new one that's just been recently identified this past year, but it is also appears to be very serious. It is not transmitted readily because, as you mentioned correctly, there have only been 12 cases reported in the entire world, but there have been 6 deaths associated. It seems to have originated in the Middle East. The first cases were in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Jordan. But now we have cases in the UK from a man who had traveled to Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, came back, was infected, and appeared to have infected 2 members of his family, which tells you that it can go from person to person, but very, very inefficiently. Otherwise, we would have seen many more cases than we've seen of the 12.
So half of the reported cases, the people died.
Correct.
Is it because they were immunosuppressed?
No.
Or okay?
Well, some are. I mean, one of the report unofficial is that one of the people in the UK who died had an underlying illness. But some of the people who did die were really otherwise healthy. The people particularly in the early cases in the Middle East.
Now, what are some of the symptoms of the virus?
Well, it's like a very severe upper respiratory pulmonary infection. The symptoms they get is they get severe upper respiratory infection, shortness of breath, cough, and pneumonia. And then it just continues to progress to the point of being very serious, requiring hospitalization with a high percentage of death. But remember, you're only talking about 12 cases with 6 deaths. There's the obvious concern. What does this mean? Right now, you know, we're certainly all the agencies, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, WHO, the people in the UK, the Health Protective Agency in the UK, are following this very closely. But right now, there's really no reason to be concerned here except to say keep our eye on it.
Well, let me just ask you, last 20 seconds, has it gotten to the point where if we develop a really bad upper respiratory infection, we need to go seek help from a doctor, and if we're not getting better, we need to go back?
Well, I think you should do that anyway. If you have a very severe infection that results in pneumonia and serious disease, you should see a physician. If you have an upper respiratory infection like many of us have, and there's no connection with anyone that had been to these countries, particularly Qatar, Saudi Arabia, etc., I wouldn't treat it any differently than you treat any respiratory infection that you would have, even if you had never heard of this coronavirus.
Dr. Fauci, thanks for your help. We appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
Money News.